handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
People, let me tell you something very poignantly. You cannot take America back watching Fox News. You cannot take America back listening to CNN. You cannot take America back by voting. You can only take America back by absolutely refusing to comply to the tyranny and the oppression that is this government. I'm sorry, that's just me. I get passionate about things. Cal, your thoughts, buddy? Hit that mute button. Tell us what you think.
I completely agree with that sentiment. The question is, you know, they speak of the American dream. What is the American dream? Would that American dream be different and be as, like, as individual as there are individuals in America? How can there be one American dream? Should there be, if there's 365 million people, shouldn't there be in free society? Shouldn't there be 365 million American dreams? And you're allowed to pursue that dream as long as you don't trespass upon the equal rights of others.
Amen and amen.
What happened to that?
Just so beautifully stated, Cal. And DW, give us, we interrupted you with the break there. Finish your thought. And then I want to throw at you guys what I think is the greatest false flag event in our history. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Well, I'll just, you know, touch back on contradictions. So the mental state of problem solving in the American mind is that they can't recognize contradictions and they believe in coincidences. And so my question to all these people that are on the hamster wheel is, what do you have wrong? How many times? Just tell us how many times it's going to take before you're fed contradictory information and pass it off as coincidences. Because the end result is that you've become completely vested in being hypocrites and cowards.
Well stated, brother. Well stated.
That's hard. That's hard.
Well stated. Well stated. And just so you two know, DW, just so you and Cal know, I just had a message from my fellow host at Republic Broadcasting Network, Stephen Douglas Whitener, who has a program called Thought Crimes. And he issued an invitation. He wants to talk to you guys on his program. Should that become scheduled, would you guys be willing to join Mr. Whitener?
Oh, yeah. I enjoy Steve's personal company when I've met him over at Dixie Republic. And I'd enjoy that. So, sure.
Are you guys familiar with the fact that Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener has a new nickname and it's Hot Nuts?
Yeah.
Boiled nuts.
Yeah.
Well, it's hot nuts, and I verified that with his wife, Wendy, and she said, yes, it's an accurate description. So we'll move on from that, and we will start. And I just got another message from Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener with his he said his new name is Hot Nuts Whitener. So we are good here. And I tell you what, guys, I don't know how I could, you know, you guys are very, very special to me. And I hope you know that. And Stephen Douglas Whitener is right in that group. What a good man. What a defender of liberty. Do we have here just another one of those great hosts at Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, gentlemen, are you ready for me to throw at you both my belief in what is the greatest massive PSYOP in American history and red flag event combined?
Okay, throw it down.
All right, here it comes. I'm going to read you some quotes. And then I'm going to ask you, gentlemen, with all of your brilliance, and I'm not being facetious, but for all of your intelligence, with all of your knowledge, I want you to tell me who said these things. I want to go back to the fact that in the first time that Americans ever heard of the coronavirus was on television. And it came in 2003 on a program called Law and Order. Okay, now we've moved from that. And then let's go to 2017, when the first year of Donald J. Trump's administration, and none other than the Dr. Fauci predicts that there will be a pandemic during Mr. Trump's administration. Well, here are some quotes. Now, I want you guys to think about these. Number one, in October of 2019, and I quote, currently there are insufficient funding sources designated for the federal government to use in response to a severe influenza pandemic, unquote. Then, guys, let's jump to, and folks, listeners, let's jump to January the 22nd of 2020, and I quote, we have it totally under control. It's one person coming in from China. It's going to be just fine, unquote. Then let's jump to January the 24th, just 2 days later, quote, China has been working very hard to contain the coronavirus. The United States greatly appreciates their efforts and transparency. It will all work out well. In particular, on behalf of the American people, I want to thank President Xi. Unquote. Then let's jump four more days ahead to January the 28th of 2020. And this quote. This will be the biggest national security threat you face in your presidency. This is going to be the roughest thing you face. Came from Trump's national security advisor, or the president's. And then the quote, the lack of immune protection or an existing cure or vaccine would leave Americans defenseless in the cause of a full-blown coronavirus outbreak on U.S. soil. This lack of protection elevates the risk of the coronavirus evolving it into a full-blown pandemic, imperiling the lives of millions of Americans. Well, let's jump a few days ahead to February the 2nd, and my quote. Well, folks, we pretty much shut down that coronavirus coming in from China, unquote. It's also more deadly than even your strenuous flu. This is deadly stuff, unquote. Next quote, February the 10th, 3 days later. I think the virus is going to be, it's going to be fine, unquote. next quote on the same day. Well, it looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously just fades away, unquote. Well, 2 weeks later, and I quote, "The coronavirus is very much under control in the United States. The stock market's starting to look very good to me," unquote. February the 25th, the next day, "The Center for, CDC and my administration are doing an absolutely great job of handling this coronavirus," unquote. February the 25th, same day, "I think that's a problem that's going to go away. They have studied it. They know very much. In fact, we're very close to a vaccine," unquote. The next day, "The 15 cases in the United States within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero," unquote. The same day, "We're going very substantially down, not up in cases," unquote. Same day, "Well, we're testing everybody that we need to test, and we're finding very little problems with this coronavirus," unquote. Same day, "This is a flu. This is exactly like a flu," unquote. The next day, "It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will just disappear." February the 27th, which was the same day, "We're ordering a lot of supplies. We're ordering a lot of elements that, frankly, we wouldn't be ordering unless it was something like this. But we're ordering a lot of different elements of medical," unquote. Then we jump to March the 2nd, 3 days later. "You take a solid flu vaccine, you don't think that could have an impact or much of an impact on corona," unquote. March the 2nd, the same day. "A lot of things are happening. A lot of very exciting things are happening. And they're happening very rapidly," unquote. March the 4th, 2020. "Now, and this is just my hunch, but based on a lot of conversations with a lot of people that do this, because a lot of people will have this and it's very mild," unquote. Same day, "If we have thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that get better just by, you know, sitting around and even going to work, some of them going to work, but they get better anyway," unquote. The next day, the quote, "I have never said that people that are feeling sick should go to work," unquote. Also the same day, "The United States has, as of now, only 129 cases and 11 deaths. We are working very hard to keep these numbers as low as possible," unquote. March the 6th of 2020. "I think we're doing a really good job in this country at keeping it down. A tremendous job at keeping it down." Same day, "You have to be calm, people. It'll go away," unquote. "Anybody right now and yesterday, anybody that needs a test gets a test," unquote. Same day, "And the tests are beautiful. The tests are all perfect, like the letter was perfect. The transcription was perfect." Right, this was not as perfect as that, but pretty good anyway, unquote. "I like this stuff. I really get it. People are surprised that I understand it. Every one of these doctors said, how do you know so much about this? Maybe I have a natural ability. Maybe I should have done that instead of running for president," unquote. Same day, quote, I don't need to have the numbers double because of one ship that wasn't our fault. March the 7th. No, I am not concerned at all. We have a perfectly coordinated and fine-tuned plan at the White House for our attack on this coronavirus. The next day, the U.S. have tested 1 million people this week and thereafter would complete 4 million tests per week. By the end of the week, the CDC has only completed a paltry 4,000 tests. March the 10th of 2020. Just stay calm, people. It will go away, unquote. March the 11th. The World Health Organization categorizes the coronavirus as a pandemic due to its alarming spread and severity. Same day. It goes away. It's going away. We want it to go away, and with very, very few deaths. The vast majority of Americans, the risk is very, very, very low. The system is not really geared to what we need right now. That is a failing. Let's admit it. What? You know, you see what's going on, and so I just wanted that to stop as it pertains to the United States, and that's what we've done. We have stopped the coronavirus. March the 12th, 2020. March the 13th. I don't take any responsibility at all. The Atlantic reports that less than 14,000 tests have been done in the 10 weeks since the administration had first been notified of the virus. Though Mike Pence had promised the week prior that 1.5 million tests would be available by this time. March the 14th, when asked about the coronavirus response by the White House, the quote was, "I'd rate it a 10. Next day, single quote, "Relax, people. Then, this is a very contagious virus. It's incredible. But it's something that we have tremendous control over." The next day, respirators, ventilators, all of the equipment, try getting it yourselves, unquote. March the 17th, the only thing we haven't done well is get good press. Same day. I felt like it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic, unquote. March 19th, I intended to always play it down in a private interview with Bob Woodward. I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question, and I think it's a very bad signal that you have been putting out to the American people. What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now and who are scared? Gentlemen, not to continue to manipulate this, but I believe, here are my beliefs. Shoot them down for me, guys. Donald Trump was brought in as the presidential candidate in 2016 because this group of people who control this country knew damn good and well there was no way in hell they were ever going to get enough people to take the vaccine if Hillary Clinton recommended it. DW, your thoughts?
Well, after after listening to that, can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Sir, you're good.
I was sort of overwhelmed when you gave me that fusillade of all those quotes. I was just sort of appalled at the level of grade school grammar that was being used to talk about this. It's very simplistic.
Well, we got some music coming up, guys. We'll be back on the flip side. DW, hang on to that thought, buddy. We need it.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Lord, take this badge off me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Wow. What wonderful music, folks. I tell you what, RBN just knocks it out of the park with this bumper music. And guys, I threw something out there, and we're closing in on the end of the second hour on the first half hour. And I threw out something, and I want your response. I believe that one of the greatest psyops ever perpetrated on the American public is Donald Trump. Because there is nothing logical about that man that makes any sense. It's all emotional. It's what he says, not what he has done. This man said he was going to drain the swamp, and then he filled his administration full of alligators. He was the man who promoted the vaccine that has killed many, many, many people. And yet he still stands by it as one of his greatest accomplishments. Now, you know, and I know I'm not making a lot of friends here. And you know what? I don't give a damn. This is not about who likes me and who doesn't like me. It's about freedom and rightful liberty. And I've about had it up to my eyeballs with these people who are emotional junkies who can't get off of the Trump train. And especially like a lady I talked to today who talked about, you know, her religion. She's a Christian, everything else. I said, are you aware that Donald Trump said he had never made any commitment to Christ whatsoever?
No. When did he say that?
Well, anyway, that's enough, guys. And I just want to get your response. DW, lead off, buddy.
Oh, well, you know, I could make a response to that lady that you were talking to today. All she would have to do, if she was so inclined, is type in on her YouTube search, Donald Trump and Norman Vincent Peale. She can watch Donald Trump when asked directly if he'd ever repented and asked for forgiveness in his Christian faith. He had a really almost stupefied look on his face trying to come up with an answer. And he said, you know, he didn't believe that he'd ever needed to do that. That he didn't need to, you know, repent or even acknowledge Jesus Christ. Of course, I'm saying that because he sells and promotes himself in front of the right crowds as a Christian, but. Interestingly enough, Mike, it was last week. He's under attack, you know. He's under all these legal attacks that keep people stirred up, and he travels to Jerusalem and he's given a crown. He is proclaimed the King of Jerusalem and actually given a crown. And I guess that's part of his Christian faith, is being the King of Jerusalem. So you might have her look up that Norman Vincent Peale and Donald Trump, and she might want to do a little background search on Norman Vincent Peale and who he is and why he's important in Donald Trump's life, like kind of like Harry Cohn. Maybe she should spend a little time with Harry Cohn and Donald Trump. But see, they don't want to know these things because that would rebut their hypocrisy. It would put it right in their face. It's just like a dog when you're house training them and you rub their nose in it. Okay, so I was just going to say, I was listening to the language, the grammar, and it reminded me of the same kind of language and grammar that Bush used after 9/11 when talking to the American people. It's very simplistic. Analogy. It's almost actually moronic, low-level, third-grade kind of stuff. Very insulting to anybody with any level of critical thinking or discernment. There's another word for you Christians out there, discernment. Yours obviously sucks. Because you're a hypocrite. You're hypocrites, and you're culpable. You will be found culpable. So one last thing here that coincides with everything you ran, was beautiful. And thank you for contradicting me and Cal. But if you another little thing that you could go on to YouTube, I guess I'm promoting YouTube tonight. Go on YouTube and type in Event 201 Pandemic Exercise. Event 201 Pandemic Exercise. And you can watch an hour of the game theory of how they planned out step by step with John Hopkins Center and Bill Gates and the rest of them on October 18th of 2019.
All right, guys, we'll be back on the other side. That is our last break before the end of the program.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, let's just jump in early on that music because we've got some callers waiting in the wings. But before we do that, I want my buddy Cal Robbins to I want to hear his response to my belief on what has been the greatest PSYOP in American history and false flag event. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, is the biggest PSYOP Donald Trump himself and his presidency, or is it the pandemic, or is Donald Trump part of the PSYOP that was the scandemic? That'd be my first question. You're reading those quotes, and I'm listening to it. As DW said, they sound, you know, immature, not coherent. I also notice all the contradictions. And I've got this saying I have for myself. I thought I got it from Ayn Rand in reading Atlas Shrugged, but it works for me. And it's A is A. The truth knows no contradiction. If you find a contradiction, check your premises. So if there's all these contradictions going on, and that's how you know it's a PSYOP, because there's contradictions. If you stop and look at it rationally, you can see that there's a PSYOP because there's not truth. And isn't that what you should be pursuing, as a truth, no matter where that truth leads? That's my opinion.
The intellectual truth or the emotional truth?
The intellectual truth, the emotional truth.
Thank you, buddy.
Reality.
Thank you, buddy, and I appreciate that. Let's try to get some callers in here, guys. Patrick from Texas. Patrick, how are you? Welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Michael. I think you're really hitting on all cylinders. Donald Trump, he's a Trojan horse of the first order. He's just perfect. Just like Gary Cohn, he brought in there. He's his handler. Rahm Emanuel's for Obama's handler. It's all set up. There's no doubt about it. But he's trying to get people. It's like, Democrats fall in love, Republicans fall in line. These people are emotionally driven, and they just fall in love with him. The women love Obama, and the women love Donald Trump. He's perfect. But speaking to all those communists, in Korea and Vietnam, and they're all communists, and they're all from like the Red Army, the Red Chinese, and they've been Sovietized. And the Vietnamese, when a pilot goes down to Vietnam, they take him, and if they like him, they want to think he's valuable, they'll send him to Siberia, right in the heart of the Red Chinese. But you're talking about these communists, but actually they're Jewish. As Christopher Bolin points out, call them what it is, that predates everything. Zionism, it's Jewish. It's a Jewish mob that's run everything, and they like the Constantinople letter. Whenever there was the Jews were complaining about the kickback from all the they're participating in the Moorish invasion of Spain and the Ottomans in the Vienna these great Sanhedrin said, well, make all your sons and daughters your doctors and lawyers, and you can poison them and take your DNA home. And that's what they're doing. They're poisoning us. Now, they're notorious for poisoning the well. So yes, they will do it, and that was the plan. And so that's all I got. But you're Patrick, I think you get on, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. You are absolutely awesome. You are a fellow patriot, and the folks here at RBN are lucky to have you as a listener. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. And now let's jump to Mike in Colorado. Mike, your thoughts, sir?
Hi. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Hearing you fine.
Okay. About the first part of this hour, you were talking about a scenario with the COVID bullshit, stuff. And, what flashed into my mind is it sounds like the same script that was played in 1939 on the War of the Worlds.
Well, imagine
they,
that.
They can't
yes.
even come up with something creative. So anyway, mm-hmm. that's all I got. Yeah.
Hey, buddy, thank you so much. And, hey, I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
And, yes, sir. Now let's jump to JR in Georgia. JR, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Do you hear me okay? Because I'm on Bluetooth.
Yes, sir. Hearing you fine.
The greatest psyops gaslighting thing that ever occurred in history is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's lasted for over 2,000 years, brother.
Well, buddy, there are probably going to be a lot of people out there who would contradict you. I don't want to get into that, but I understand your position. I certainly do. And I certainly appreciate you calling in and sharing that with us. And now, if you don't mind, I'm going to jump to, I think I know this guy in Massachusetts. Neil, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? I love Jesus Christ. I can totally understand what I just heard, only because I wasn't there. I wasn't there when Jesus was born. I wasn't there when I was born. Allegedly, I was born on June 26, 1973, but that's what it says in my birth cert. So, but I have to go by that. So, please believe me when I say, I am on that guy who just said what he just said a second ago. Like, I'm on his side. Like, I wasn't there 2,000 years ago, but that's not what I call. I wrote down so many notes. I want to hit the major ones. Voting is a gigantic psyop.
Amen.
Voting, just in general. Like, you have a vote. One person, one vote. I call in once in a while and I say, I was with Dr. Shiva time and time again. They stole the election from him. And there is proof. There was one county in Massachusetts where they still did paper balloting, not electronic balloting, in Franklin County. And he won. He won hands over fist. All the other counties, he lost by the same percentage to somebody that did not even, campaign. It was like the Joe Biden of, and this is the Republican primary. It wasn't even, the main event. So,
right.
But anyway, but yeah,
Well, let me ask you this, Neil. Isn't that part of the PSYOP? If we get a great majority of Americans to we take a fraudulent election and rub it in their face, is that not a PSYOP?
It totally is. And I'll give you my opinion on that. The fact that, Donald Trump, honestly, I don't care for the guy, especially after what happened during COVID and everything. But he got his election stolen, and it was full frontal, and it was and if you stayed up that night, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, you're watching Fox, CNN, and it's boom, here's 30,000 votes in Detroit for Biden, and Philadelphia, and bang, Atlanta, bang, and the basketball arena over, where the Hawks play, they have emergency, so everyone has to get out, but a couple of people get to stay in. I feel like I'm talking like I'm George Carlin right now. It's ridiculous, but it happened, right? But the thing is, Donald Trump didn't fight back. He was just this happened, that happened. I guess I lost my election.
Well, Neil, does that make him a part of the PSYOP?
Totally, totally.
Okay, that's
totally,
my point.
Totally,
that's exactly where I'm going.
I think Donald Trump is one of them. That's
all right. Well, Neil, thank you so much for your call, buddy. Thank you for listening in to Republic Broadcasting Network, and we certainly appreciate your response. And let me jump to my co-host here, DW and Cal Robbins. Do you have any responses here before we jump to James in Vancouver?
Well, your first caller there, I think what I would say is that, congratulations on your veritable Jewish utopia, your Judaic Jewish utopia. If you look at all the control structures and the administrators of all these policies in Donald Trump's administration, in Barack Obama's administration, in George Bush's administration, in Joe Biden's administration, you will find the usual suspects. So congratulations to all the Christians who supported their faith in APAC and Israel. Congratulations. Cal, what do you got
your
to
thoughts,
say,
buddy? You with us, Cal?
I'm here.
I can barely hear you, buddy.
There we go. I turned the mic on my headset off.
Okay, there you go, buddy.
People need to remember presidents are selected, not elected. The elections are a show. They're part of the PSYOP. But the presidents are actually pre-chosen, and maybe the people, I'm not completely sure, but maybe the people get a choice between candidate A, candidate B, either one of them. They're both controlled by the powers that be, by the puppet masters. So, yeah, if if Trump's election was stolen, and you know, it looks like there was all kinds of chicanery during the election, but that's nothing new. This has been going on forever. I mean, and people are starting to notice it in other elections, in local elections and everything. And they're shocked and dismayed. It's like, this is standard operating procedure, people. You are now starting to see reality. Well, you're going to see more reality.
Very well said, Cal. Now let's see if we can bring in our old buddy from up there in Canada, none other than James from Vancouver. James, how are you, sir?
Yes, good afternoon. A lot of good people come from Georgia, including my hero, Doc Holliday. So, now I was just going to say, if what you say is true, I listened to your information you gave from Donald Trump, that you will find possibly, very possibly, that if he is elected in 2024, he may be the president that takes us to the Third World War. Back to you.
Well, I have no argument for that. As a matter of fact, I would tell you that up front, I believe in that. I absolutely believe the same thing. They have a design for this man. If they bring him back, there is a purpose by the international banking cabal to do so, because no one assumes power in this country and many others without the endorsement of the international banking cabal. Right. So, James, I can't thank you enough, and we're kind of running low on time, buddy. Thank you for calling in. And let me jump now to Laura in Michigan. Laura, how are you?
Hello, Michael. I'm just going to say, the first time I realized something was wrong with Trump is right after he announced, well, some celebrity had somebody give a tour of his apartment in New York, and she said right in the middle of his living room on the coffee table was a statue of a fallen angel. Right then I thought, oh, boy, that's bad. Who would have a statue of a fallen angel on their coffee table?
Well, the guy that had to depend on the Jewish banking cabal to keep his real estate business alive in New York, probably.
Right. But right there, that was a clue for me.
No, very much so, Laura. I certainly appreciate your response, dear. D.W., Cal, do you have a comment, sir? Either one of you?
Well, I just real quick... I want Cal to jump in here. But, you know, what's the common thread that we're talking about here with all these people over these all these generations? We're all talking simply about the psychopath. And you can't really talk about any political power without knowing that the psychopath will be at the core of any discussion. And you really have to come to terms with this. The big question, one of the biggest questions going forward, is how are we going to have to contend? You, how are you going to have to contend with the psychopath? And the psychopath is people that are absence of conscience. They have no conscience. This is demonstrated in their behavior. It's over and over again. Why are you facilitating, funding, and enabling psychopaths? Donald Trump meets all the criteria of a psychopath. And
absolutely.
So, yeah. And a megalomaniac. So, Cal, you know, I haven't heard enough from you here in the last half hour.
Let's hit us, buddy.
That was well stated, Diego. Well, yeah, they are psychopaths. And at what point do people decide we're going to quit empowering these psychopaths? I mean, we pointed out that, you know, Trump is an agent for the international banksters. These are the puppet masters. These are the ones, the cabal that actually, the ones behind the scenes that are running the show, not just in this country, but in all the countries. You know, the pandemic, it wasn't just here in the United States. This was a global thing there. And they when you look at it, you know, as a psyop, and then what they were trying to assume, what they were trying to accomplish, they could probably check off a lot of accomplishments that they were, you know, after getting not just the people in America, but the entire world to submit to some sort of servitude to their control, to their power.
Well, D.W. Cal, let me.
Go ahead, Mike.
I want to throw in a question here. We're running a little short on time. This is the question I got to get in. If your role as a power broker was to get rid of as many of the people as you could that claim to be conservative, who would have been your choice for president in 2016, Hillary or Donald Trump?
Well, Donald Trump.
In my mind, there is no way in hell, folks, that you would have gotten the right-wing or conservative America to have gone running down to get their vaccine if Hillary would have been pushing it. If Hillary would have been pushing the vaccine, the majority of the people who call themselves conservatives in this country would have said, up yours, B. We're not doing this. But with the wonderful Donald Trump embracing, you know, warp speed and all the other stuff, how many conservatives took this vaccination just because Donald Trump endorsed it?
Millions. Millions did it. And their blood will be on his hands. But, you know, he's got his own Boeing 757, so what does he care? You know, he's the king of Jerusalem. You know, he said, you know, I'm going to see how this plays out, you know, in the United States. You know, I could be elected. I could come live in Jerusalem. I could be your next prime minister.
I could be Netanyahu.
He said that.
Yeah.
I could come over here and be your next Judaic president. You know,
D.W., if you don't mind, I've got a good friend waiting to come on from Montana. And I'm really looking forward to his response. He is a gentleman as probably with as much fire in his belly for liberty as any one of us. And that would be none other than Aman. Aman, talk to me, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Michael. That's very kind of you. Kind words. So, you know, I think bigger than the psyops that have been mentioned, and they are big, I think the biggest psyop is a worldwide psyop where we've gotten all of humanity working in lockstep and unison to build architectural systems of society for well over 100 years in technology, fintech, financial, pharmaceutical, medical, military, entertainment, you name it. Every industry we are building to build our own final digital prison. And so we as a human race are participating in our own destruction and gladly doing so. I think that's the biggest psyop.
I think you probably nailed it, Aman. Cal, D.W., your response to Aman?
Obviously, Aman is well-read. As Aldous Huxley said in many interviews, you will love your slavery. And the American people prove it. They only protest like horrors. So my final statement really on all this political garbage is that by virtue of the fact that anybody runs for office should eliminate them. By the very fact that they even want to be in that office, you should reject them. Other than that, you're an enabler. So thank you, Aman.
Cal, your response to Aman?
Well, I appreciate Aman pointing out the PSYOP that is the pandemic. You know, Trump is part of the PSYOP that was a scamdemic, which is part of the PSYOP that is this digital enslavement that Amon has talked about. I mean, you know, those who don't know Amon, he's well versed in all of this stuff. He gave us a lesson on one of your classes on Tuesday night once, Mike, and it was very informative, and I totally agree with what Amon has to say on that. And the people are, that's just it. Who makes the best slaves? Who makes the best servants are the willing servants. Those who think they're free. Who makes the best prisoner? A person who thinks that they're free. They don't see their self. They don't see the enslavement. And, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, my hat's off to these masters of deceit that are deceiving not just Americans, but the whole world. And they are, you know, they're not idiots. They're not dumb. They're not stupid. And they're 4 or 5 steps ahead of everybody, and it's hard to keep track of where they're at and to predict where they're going to take humanity exactly.
Oh, so well said. And folks, I know we're running down here towards the end of time, and I would like to ask you folks to please go to michaelgaddy.substack.com and check in there if you would, become a subscriber. And there's going to be an awful lot of original source documents that I'm putting out there. And I believe that it would behoove you to have access to those documents. Now, both DW and Cal do so. Cal, DW, could you give a short talk to the folks in promotion of finding out what the original source documents actually say? Cal, you go first.
When you start reading the original source documents, you're going to learn a lot of stuff Coach never taught you back in history class or sociology class or civics class or whatever genre or generation you were from where Coach taught American history, because he taught what he was told. And these source documents expose the truth for the truth. You see it. It makes all this confusion. What's going on? It's not confusing. This government's operating exactly as it was designed to operate. In fact, it's probably operating better than they anticipated.
Excellent, Cal. DW, your thoughts to the people about original source documents and access to them?
Well, thanks. It's been a wonderful conversation. Listen. If the listeners here have the courage, I'm talking courage, which is the opposite of cowardice. If you have the courage to understand what you got wrong, then you go to Substack, you subscribe to Mike, and you read the source documents so that you understand why you've got something wrong. But you can only do this if you have the courage to say to yourself, I've had something wrong. Or do you want to double
DW, down? We've got the music coming on, folks. Thank you so much. Appreciate everyone. RBN, you guys rock. DW, Cal, I can't thank you enough. Amon, the rest of the callers, you guys are fantastic. Tune in tomorrow to the Republic Broadcasting. Tune in tomorrow to RBN for the Rebel Madman at 4 p.m. Eastern. We're going to rock your boat. Have a wonderful weekend, folks.
From beautiful God Colorado, bless. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.